From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. It's being compared to a hangover following the British referendum decision to leave the European Union that triggered what some analysts called financial and political earthquakes. With opinion polls going into Thursday's vote showing Leave's referendum would fail, the Friday results took many by surprise. Mixed with shock were waves on the global markets, which dropped sharply, oil prices fell, and the value of the British pound crashed to a three-decade low. Miller Sega reports.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijian says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks. Perhaps even months. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Meantime, leaders from the six European founding countries, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg, are all in Berlin for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the EU after the vote to leave the Union by Britain. The meeting's format is not exclusive, but refugee crisis, unemployment woes, and EU security are also up for discussion. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded authorities underneath which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect ground forces. This is VOA News. Pope Francis paid tribute to 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915 at the Genocide Memorial and Museum in Armenia's capital today. On Friday, the Pope denounced World War I's era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide, a term that enraged Ankara a year ago. Later today, Francis has traveled to the northwestern city of Gyumri to preside over the only public Catholic Mass scheduled for this trip. Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean Sea in just 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue operations, pulling people from the seas. The migrants, believed to be mainly from Arab and sub-Saharan African countries, are trying to reach Europe. The UN's World Food Program reports it will soon begin regular flights of food and other supplies from the Syrian capital of Damascus to the northeastern city of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher says planes will take off from Damascus International Airport for Qamishli Airport, which is under government control.
We will bring food in for 150,000 people, and we will concentrate on food in the beginning because the food situation on the ground has been really dire.
Qamishli is on the border with Turkey and close to Iraq. It is under control of both the Syrian government and Kurdish forces, with the latter controlling the majority of the city. Lucia says a number of international agencies, including the World Health Organization, UN Refugee Agency, and International Committee of the Red Cross, are interested in ferrying desperately needed relief supplies to the inhabitants of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rio de Janeiro has hit another bump in the road as it struggles to get ready to host the Summer Olympics starting in just 6 weeks. The World Anti-Doping Agency has suspended the city's official drug testing laboratory, barring it from performing any tests for 6 months because it committed what WADA called procedural errors. The drug lab suspension is just one more in a list of problems Brazil faces with the Summer Olympics drawing closer. The rest of the list, or some of them, the president's impeachment, Zika outbreak, economic woes, and widespread pollution in the waters around Rio, including some Olympic venues. In U.S. presidential politics, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who is still in the race, says he will vote for Hillary in the upcoming November general elections. The senator said stopping Donald Trump from entering the White House is one of his goals. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.